You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 27th of April 2022. Today it is all about inflation, which rose 5.1% annually from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. That's the highest in 20 years, but it's the underlying rate which the Reserve Bank looks at because it strips out one-off variables to give it a more sustained or longer-term view of where the inflation trend is going, and the underlying rate is at 3.7%. That is way above the RBA's target band of 2 to 3%. So for more, including does this mean we could see a pre-election interest rate hike, I spoke earlier with David Bessonese from BetaShares.
Yeah, look, it's actually probably it's the better question these days is where aren't we seeing the price increases? Because it's quite widespread. You're seeing it in petrol prices, obviously up. Housing construction costs are up. Education costs are up. Food prices are up. Now, an element of this is an unwinding of some of the subsidies the government provided in areas during COVID. So there is a bit of an upward bias in some areas. But other than that, I mean, it's global supply chain bottlenecks feeding through in areas like construction costs, food prices, obviously petrol prices, and, you know, very strong underlying demand in the economy. Retail sales are growing quite strongly. So it's a combination of factors. But the bottom line is we are seeing broad-based price increases at a time when the economy is quite strong and unemployment, you know, quite low.
So that underlying rate of inflation is now way above the RBA's target band of between 2 and 3%. So what does this mean for the timing of the first interest rate rise of this cycle? Why? And does the timing of the federal election complicate things?
Yeah, I mean, the timing, I mean, the election always complicates matters for the Reserve Bank, but I had a view prior to today that the Reserve Bank may well raise rates next week, even if the inflation numbers came in line with expectations. So the fact they came in a bit higher than expectations only confirms my view that they will and they should and likely will raise rates next week. I think from a presentational point of view, from a public point of view, it makes sense to base your first rate rise in the cycle on the high inflation outcome, because others are arguing we should wait a month and see what wages numbers are going to do, because we do get an important wage number later as well. But, you know, then you're basically raising rates because of wages going up rather than showing prices going up. So I think from a presentational point of view, it makes sense for the RBA to move earlier on the back of this higher than expected outcome. Now, in terms of politics, clearly it complicates matters, but we have had a precedent in the past where the bank did raise rates during an election campaign in 2007. And I think the case at the moment is so clear that, you know, every economist in the country would conclude if they don't raise rates next week, it's really just because of the election campaign. So that's a hard position, I think, you know, for the Reserve Bank to, you know, basically be seen to be compromised by the election campaign. So I think it's a good opportunity for them to demonstrate their independence.
So can you run through in a bit more detail what you think the immediacy is? Why not wait for confirmation that we are also seeing a lift in wages accompanying a rise in inflation?
Well, for starters, the wage numbers we get next month aren't perfect. They measure wages at an occupation level. And what we're seeing is that, you know, many businesses are rewarding workers through bonuses, rewarding them by upgrading giving them promotions. And so these types of cost pressures aren't reflected in that wage price index measure. So other measures of wages are already going up. So there is a risk that the number actually surprises, you know, on the downside, or actually isn't that large. And then the RBA's, you know, maybe in a position where it's harder to justify a rate rise, you know, if wages don't accelerate. And I guess I go back to the first point that the RBA is an inflation targeting central bank. I think moving next week after a high CPI really does cement in the public's mind how important inflation is and why it's important to keep it contained. So I think it makes better sense for the RBA to move on the back of a high CPI rather than on the back of a high wages number if we were to get it.
And a basic economics 101, what should we be worried about rising or surging inflation?
Look, at the moment, the economy is quite strong. Unemployment is very low. I mean, we're looking at the unemployment rate of 4% on the way to sub 4%. So, and it is true that some of the price increases we're getting are supply chain bottleneck pressures globally, which may not last. But we don't know how long they're going to stay fairly, you know, tight at the moment. And the longer we basically ignore it, the greater the risk of a so-called wage price spiral developing, where workers with strong bargaining positions demand higher wages. Due to the strength of the economy, businesses can pass that on into prices, and you get sort of a wage price spiral developing, as we saw globally through the 1970s. And I think central banks around the world are now conscious not to make the mistake of the 1970s and look through the inflation pressures, particularly at a time when the unemployment is already very, very low. So if unemployment was higher and we had a lot of spare capacity in the economy, the case to raise rates would be less. But at the moment, it's a very strong argument. Let's not forget the cash rate is 0.1%. So we're actually at emergency levels of interest rates at a time where inflation is well above the band and the economy is at full capacity. So those three things together make it a very strong case to raise interest rates.
David Bassanese there from Beta Shares saying that interest rates are likely to rise next week. That's in May by 0.15 percentage points. That would take the official cash rate to 0.25% just ahead of the federal election. So what does the share market think? The S&P ASX 200 down today by 0.8%, 7,261. For more, I spoke earlier with June Bay Liu. She is an analyst at Tribeca Investment Partners.
Look, the share market is down today, but look at, you know, share market opened down significantly lower, now recovering. Look, the share market is not taking it very well because share market started to worry about the growth prospect, the growth outlook for the global economy, with the U.S. potentially hitting recession in the next couple of years, China slowing down. So the investors are really worried about the outlook for the share market, really.
At the same time, US shares also being battered, particularly tech stocks. And it's the same thing. It's all about the interest rate story, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So tech companies, they're called the long duration companies. So their earnings, because they're such high growth companies, their earnings are really discounted based on the interest rate expectations. With high interest rate expectations, that means the current value of those shares are lower now. So the share market, the tech companies has really been sold off in the last 6 months and last couple of days has really been severely sold off. You know, we saw the likes of Netflix has been sold off more than 70% of the value from its highs, and so many other tech, high value tech companies. So in Australia, we should see very similar sort of reactions in the next coming while.
So how do you invest in this kind of a market where there's rising inflation, interest rates are lifting? Where are the opportunities?
Look, the opportunities are always about not following the herd. You know, when you start following what everyone else is doing, it's often difficult to make returns. So it's about taking a longer term view, finding the companies that have a proper business model, that generate good cash flow and that will sustain and have this inflationary hedge, have the ability to pass the price increases through the market leaders, the healthcare companies, you know. So in this market, there's a lot of opportunities. It's about staying disciplines of what these companies do.
June Bay Liu there from Tribeca Investment Partners.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.